Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. On this podcast, I talk about the spiritual, the mystical, the psychological, the new earth, ghosts, aliens, and so much more. Sometimes interviewing fascinating guests, and other times it's just me talking about the wonders of life. Welcome to Dreamscape. Hello and welcome to Dreamscape, beautiful dreamers. I apologize for my voice. I have had a cold for quite a few days now. I'm actually feeling okay today, so that's why I thought, hey, I'll, you know, record a podcast. And I'm hoping that I sound okay, even though it might seem, well, I might sound a bit stuffed up or whatever, so I apologize, but I'm sure that you can bear with me for that. I'm hoping that I can spread some good energies anyway. In today's podcast, I want to talk about lucid dreaming, because this is something that's fascinated me since forever, like my whole life. Like when I was a kid, I used to have lucid dreams every now and then, and I guess I thought that it was something that everyone kind of, it happened to everyone now and again, but that is not the case. I've learned along the way in my life that quite a lot of people don't tend to remember their dreams at all. Just every once in a while they'll remember something, and they won't remember the dreams, especially like I do. Like I remember my dreams pretty much every night, and I'll remember not like just one dream. It'll be maybe two or three dreams I remember from each night, unless I'm like extremely tired, or maybe if I'm ill or something, although I can have really crazy ass dreams then as well. But the whole dreaming aspect is something that's not everyone like experiences a huge recalling of what they dream, let alone having lucid dreams. So I'm going to go into that today, like what is a lucid dream, and how can you learn to become lucid if you wish to? How do you stay lucid once you are lucid in the dream? Supplements you can take, foods you can eat, also how to get out of a lucid dream if you're not very comfortable in the lucid dream. So this is a short kind of masterclass for those who want to get into lucidity more and understand it more and be able to control it. Now, saying that, I am not a complete pro at to master them completely, because I have heard about these people that can, you know, they turn lucid and they can just decide to pop into other dimensions and travel the universe and that sort of thing. And I have not had that experience yet. I believe I absolutely can, but I don't believe, well, I know that I haven't gone that far in my lucid school yet to be able to do it. And maybe I have some things I need to process first. We all have, you know, beliefs about ourselves. And if we don't really, truly believe we have the power to change our reality, then, you know, we won't get there. Same goes for lucid dreaming. But something I can always, always do is fly. But I don't do that anymore, because a bit of a twist in my lucid state is that when I have flown, like maybe the last couple of years, I tend to go sort of astral instead. It's a different type of lucid dreaming, and I don't even know if it's astral actually. It's like I do feel like I float out of my body, and that is astral, but I don't tend to get it the same way as I've heard, like people have this cord that they see attached to their body. It's almost like a dream in a dream. It's weird, but I feel awake, and but I'll get into that some other time. Today's subject is lucid dreaming. So So what is a lucid dream? A lucid dream is when you are dreaming and you realize, you become conscious inside your dream. So you are in the dream and then you're thinking, oh, hey, I'm dreaming now. And as you become aware of that, the world around you becomes very, very real, just as real as when you're awake. And this can be both amazing and maybe slightly frightening too, depending on what's happening in the dream and, you know, who you're meeting and stuff. It's quite hilarious, actually, the last few years I've tried to talk to my dream extras. It's like guys who, or people who are in my dream, and I go up to them and I'm like, what do I need to know? Like I'm like desperate for them to say like what I need to work on and stuff. And they look at me like I'm like, they're like, I don't know. And then they just walk away and it's really funny. And I realize, oh no, it's just myself that I can talk to in this dream, because I'm not going to get anywhere. Saying that, I know that people also have, through lucid dreaming, been able to talk to their spirit guides, which is something I actually do a lot in meditation, and I get a lot of answers. But in my lucid dreams so far, I haven't been able to meet up with them like physically in my lucid dream, if that makes any sense. And when you're having a lucid dream, it's like you can do so many things. You do have a sense of freedom and creativity, because like so many things, like I made a cake appear once. I closed my eyes and I was like, I'm going to have a cake in front of me when I open my eyes. And I truly believed it. And when I opened my eyes, there was the cake. And then I was like, what do I feel like doing now? I kind of feel like going on stage singing. I turned a corner and there was a stage and there was this crowd and they were cheering and I was singing. And I am a singer in real life, but I do have stage fright, but in the dream I don't, and I sing like a goddess in the dream, which is really cool. So that's really amazing when I sing in my lucid dreams, because I can sing so well. And like I said, I've always been able to fly, and that's really, really cool. It's a cool feeling to fly. I feel like once I had a lucid dream not long ago, and I flew to this, it's a beach I really want to go to with this blue algae that really lights up. It's like this algae lights up at night. It turns blue, illuminescent, and it's so beautiful. I really want to go there. And there's a few places on Earth, but there's one in Australia that I really want to go to, and it's so beautiful. So anyway, in my lucid dream, I just flew there to that place, and that was a really cool lucid dream. Then I've had quite a few scary ones, and those are horrible because it's so real. You're sort of almost stuck in a nightmare, can be, and that's really, really frustrating. Anyway, it can be difficult for somebody to wrap their heads around like a lucid dream if you've never had one, because they're like, yeah, but it's just a dream. But it's just like this, that like the in your brain, memories and dreams are actually in the same location in the brain. That kind of brings up the question, what is reality and what's not? What's illusion and what's not? Like, it's fascinating to understand that, because for me, like, a dream and a memory are pretty much the same. Like, I remember them the same. Especially lucid dreams, obviously, they're so real. Like, you feel like you're awake pretty much. So if you've never been lucid but you want to get lucid, first of all, I would, here are like three tips on how to do that, how to start your lucid adventures and how to get there, how to get to becoming lucid. So I would first of all set an alarm clock like through the day, like a few times in the day, or make it like every time you go into the kitchen or every time you go to the toilet, or you know, something like that. But yeah, you get to the stage where you ask yourself several times a day, am I dreaming? And you look around, and because, you know, you kind of feel foolish because it's like, well, I know I'm not dreaming, but that's how you feel in the dream. So you look around and you really look around and look at, you know, just yourself and, you know, it's, am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? And when you get to ask yourself that over and over and over again, eventually you'll ask that when you are dreaming, and then you notice, hang on, I am dreaming, and then it gets exciting. So also another thing is to keep a dream journal by your bed, so you become better at remembering your dreams generally. So in the middle of the night, if you wake up, you know, you've had a dream, you think, I'll remember that tomorrow. Chances are you won't. So write them down immediately, or have a phone by your bed, as we all do, almost all of us anyway, and record it, like on your phone, just record a quick, yeah, I dreamt, blah, 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 blah. And just so that you become more aware of what you're dreaming generally, that will like ease that gap between awake and dreaming. Also, number three is making an intention every night before you go to sleep. Tonight, I am going to lucid dream, or tonight I intend to have a lucid dream. Tonight I intend to remember my dreams. Tonight I intend to become aware when I am dreaming. Whatever works for you, but say it a few times over, and really like a statement, you know, because putting out an intention is super, super strong. You're telling your brain, this is what's going to happen. And you know, then your brain's like, okay, you know, and it just does it. So so that's a really good one as well. So once you're in the lucid dream, then there are a few things as well that you can do in the dream to check that you're dreaming. And that is, like, I've got four things for you. This is something as well that you can do when you're awake as well. Because when you do this, when you're awake, you remember to do it in your dreams as well. So do this when you've done the alarm, like I said before, to ask if you're dreaming, make a reality check. So what I like to do is, if you have a clock nearby in your dream or in reality, whenever you're asking this, you look at the clock, you look away, and then you look back at the clock, and it won't be the same time if you're dreaming. Almost never, anyway. I've never, this tends to be a thing, like it just won't be the same time. If you're unsure, then you can do other reality checks, and that's like counting your fingers. I've counted my fingers in dreams, and I've had like 6 fingers on one hand and stuff, which is kind of like crazy and kind of cool, because like, oh, 6 fingers, it gets you all like, hey, that's cool. So that's number two, counting your fingers. Then number three as well, ask out loud, am I dreaming? And look around. And you'll notice, like, it just seems a bit weird. Like, the other night I had a dream, and there were these strange birds that were sort of fantasy kind of like. And then I knew, I was like, I'm dreaming, you know, because it was so odd that it threw me off. So then it was like, oh yeah, I'm dreaming. So then I knew I was lucid. Number four is just making your own reality check. If you've seen that film Inception, he has one of these things that he twirls, like he's got a little something in his hand, and he twirls it, and it just it spins, and it won't stop spinning in the dream. Whereas in reality, obviously, eventually gravity takes hold of it, and it's like stops spinning. But in the dream, it won't stop spinning. So you can have your own sort of reality check that works for you. Sometimes just asking a few times, you know, sometimes it's been something that's actually worried me a little bit, is because my lucid dreams can be so real sometimes, I have to really make sure it is a dream. And also in real life, because in my lucid dream, like I'll jump from high buildings flying and, you know, but sometimes I'm thinking, shit, what if I one day think I'm dreaming in real life and I'm just like a bit tired, maybe I haven't slept for a while and I think I'm dreaming and I just, you know, jump off a building and people will think, oh, she committed suicide. And I'm like, no, I just thought I was lucid. You know, I have thought about that. So make sure you do your reality checks because otherwise it can get a bit blurry from reality to lucidity. You know, just be careful. Because if you have a really vivid imagination like me, then that could be tricky. So once you are lucid, you want to stay in the lucid dream. And this could be, sometimes it's, you get excited and that wakes you up. The excitement of being like, oh, I'm lucid. And then you wake up. So staying lucid, these are the few tricks that I find have really helped me. I'm going to give you three tips. Number one is rubbing your hands together. I don't know why this works, but it does. You rub your hands together and you keep saying, you know, oh, I'm dreaming. And that's number two. Keep reminding yourself that you are dreaming. You just keep saying it. Like, you know, don't say it quickly. Just say, this is a dream. This is a dream. I am dreaming. Number three is touching something in the dream to ground yourself in the dream. So you like, you know, you grab hold of a fence or something like that and just really feel it and be grounding yourself into the dream. Now, something that I've found recently with myself, I'm going through, like, because I had, like, last year I had really, really scary lucid dreams that were sort of astral, and it was beyond nightmares. It was so scary that I prayed to all the gods and the angels that, like, make it stop. I can't take it. I even got myself a nightlight because I was so scared. I was scared to fall asleep. And then it stopped once I'd put out the intention and prayed. Like, it stopped. So I was so grateful. But now, recently, they've started coming back. Not the nightmares so much, but just like lucid dreaming. And I was lucid dreaming the other night and I felt like I was in it for quite a long time. Like, my lucid dreams tend to be longer now. Like, I feel like they're long. I'm like, oh, am I gonna get like out of this dream? So, and sometimes you just want to wake up. You want to know that you're not stuck. You're never stuck, obviously. You will get out of there. But because time is an illusion, it seems strange. But if you really want to get out of a lucid dream, something that I've heard recently, that obviously I started Googling this because I felt like, or researching this because I felt like it was a bit scary for myself. Like, I was like, I want to know that I can get out of it. So I haven't tried these yet, but I'm going to next time I have lucid dream. So one of them is really trying to wiggle your toes. Apparently that's supposed to help, especially when you have a sleep paralysis, which is when you can't move, when you think you are awake, but you can't move. Which is super scary, but that could be one. So that when you're there, you just really try and wiggle your toes, and that apparently helps you sort of helps the body to wake up. Number two is closing your eyes hard and just a couple of seconds, 3 seconds, and then you open them wide, and that tends to also get you like wake you up. Also the intention of waking up, because the other night I did have a lucid dream that was really dark, and I was scared that I was maybe, because I thought I'd woken up, you see, and it was like I was somewhere else, but I thought I'd woken up, and then I realized, oh crap, I'm still in the lucid dream. And then I was like, oh, please get me out. Like, I want to wake up. And then I did wake up. So I think setting the intention that you want to wake up, usually that works. So remember that, you know, it's all an illusion, kind of like life is also an illusion, but you know, lucid dreaming is, another part of the illusion, but you can wake yourself up and remember there's always something to learn from it. And if there's something scary, there's probably something in you that you feel is scary. If you just calm yourself down, just sit with yourself and just be like, nothing, like, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. Just keep telling yourself that and it should be fine. Supplements and foods that you can take that may help your lucidity are vitamin B6 and tryptophan, I think it's called. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's tryptophan. Both are linked with greater dream recall and intensity. In 2002, a double-blind study revealed that participants who took a daily 250 milligrams B6 supplement reported a significant increase in dream content, as measured in dream vividness, bizarreness, emotionality, and color. So that could really help you, B6. I mean, it's healthy anyway. Tryptophan-rich foods to enhance your dreams by ramping up your serotonin conversion is chicken, soya beans, turkey, tuna, venison, lamb, salmon, halibut, I don't know, shrimp, and cod, so fishy stuff. But if you are a vegetarian or a vegan, you can eat kidney beans, pumpkin seeds, tofu, cheese, soy sauce. Now, they are all rich in this tryptophan thing, but apparently the serotonin levels in your brain, if you get them up, then you lucid dream better. So I'm, or dream better, you have like more vivid dreams, which is why I think, or theoretically, that having a good breath work session before bed would help you, because it increases that, it releases serotonin, especially like the Wim Hof method, when you're really breathing heavily for X amount of breaths and then holding your breath for a while. When you do this a few times over, it does release serotonin, DMT, that sort of thing naturally, which I think theoretically would help your lucid dreaming and your dreams altogether, that you would remember them more. And I obviously think that there's so much psychological aspects that would help everyone if they remember their dreams. It's like therapy, you know, when you're sleeping. So it is really good. Another supplement that you can try is 5-HTP. It's supposed to help. I have tried that. I haven't really noticed any difference. But and there are other supplements that you can try. But I would suggest the things that if you do remember your dreams, sort of at least, then you can absolutely do your homework by writing down your dreams, becoming more aware of your dreams, like asking yourself if you're dreaming all the time, create that intention, you know, doing all the above that I've mentioned to umph that world of dreaming and being able to remember. So that's pretty much lucid dreaming. Little masterclass for you. I hope that, like, I would love to hear your lucid dreams. If you could kindly send me your lucid dreams, I would love to share them on the podcast. So just DM me, like, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, I'm on YouTube. It's Heidi Halifax or Dreamscape. So I go under those names. And you can find them all in my bio or on my website, HeidiHalifax.com. And I hope that you have a wonderful day and that you dream sweet, beautiful, lucid dreams and have fun in that other dimension of a world. So love you so much. I'll see you next time. Bye.